Welcome to our weekly podcast, Seek the Truth. I hope you're well. Thank you for listening. I hope that you get something of real benefit from this. We're working our way through the Gospel of Luke, one of the biblical recorders of the life of Jesus Christ, and he was a doctor, hence Dr. Luke's diaries. This week we've got a heading, The Big Priority. I wonder what the big priority in your life is. Most of us worry about things. Most of us get stressed about certain things at certain times. And depending if we're going through a hard time financially or hard time emotionally, relationship-wise, we find there are different things that worry us. Jesus said one day, as recorded by Luke in chapter 12, take no thought for your life. What Jesus was saying was, don't worry about the ordinary day-to-day things of life, about what you put on, what you eat, and all that type of stuff. You say, well, that's what life's about. You've got to get through. And you're right. But the Lord Jesus actually goes on to make the point that the ravens, the birds of the air, that God provides for them. They don't have shops, they don't have storehouses, but God provides for them. He actually goes as far as to say, remember that you and I cannot, by taking thought, add one stature. We can't add anything to our height. We can't make ourselves any bigger. Well, I know all about that because I'm only a little guy. And, Jesus is right that we can't make ourselves any taller by worrying or by thinking. But listen to what the Lord Jesus said. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. I wonder what the big priority in your life is. Maybe you've got a target this year. Maybe there's something you want to achieve, something to buy, a holiday to go, something to accumulate or something to enjoy. Would you make the big priority getting to know God? Jesus said one day, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Jesus actually said he had come that we might have life, and he made that possible by his death. Bit of a paradox, but that's the fact. He died to take the guilt and the punishment for our wrong so that we might have eternal life, which is a quality thing today and an unending thing in the next life, but full of quality and joy and peace with God as well. Read more about it. Go to my blog, Finding the Missing Piece, peace.blogspot.com, or visit our site, seekthetruth.org.uk, to listen to some more podcasts. Thanks for listening. Have a good week. Take care of yourself.